in Fairbanks, where winter temperatures often dip into the negative double digits, improving the energy efficiency of your house can be a big cost saver. But for those looking to retrofit by adding more insulation to their walls, there's a serious pitfall to watch out for: mold. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report.
At the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks, engineer Robin Garber Slatt leads the way to a shipping container in a stand of black spruce. Inside are heaters, pipes, a humidifier, and a huge humming fan, which are mimicking the conditions you might find in a house with high humidity.
It's very science-y. That's the way we describe it.
The walls of the container have been divided into 9 sections, with different types and thicknesses of insulation behind them. Each wall also contains wires with sensors that pick up temperature, moisture content, and other data.
And all of those wires go back to our central station where we're recording everything.
There is a problem that the Cold Climate Housing Research Center is trying to solve with these wired up walls, and it has to do with moisture and money. When people want to bring down their heating bill in Fairbanks, they sometimes put more insulation on the outside of their house. And since foam insulation is expensive, they'll often opt for something like 2 inches.
Every summer, driving through Fairbanks, I will see somebody adding this kind of retrofit to their home.
Here's the issue with that. Every home has moisture in the air. It's created by breathing, cooking, showering, and that moisture can find its way into the walls through various leaks. In a poorly insulated house with no foam on the outside, that moisture can condense inside the walls, freeze, and then evaporate to the outside of the house when summer rolls around, at least in a dry climate like Fairbanks. But with something like 2 inches of foam, the inside of the walls will likely be cold enough for the air moisture to condense into water, but not so cold that it freezes. And when summer comes, the foam can act like a barrier and prevent the water from evaporating out. Those are ripe conditions for mold, says Garber Slatt. The test wall is evidence. In one winter, she says,
this wall that had 2 inches of beadboard on the outside of it grew mold. I mean, there's black mold on the backside of this wall.
The problem can be solved by adding enough insulation that the air in the walls stays close to the temperature of the air in the house. That standard will be different in different climate zones. But in a place as cold as Fairbanks, it can be something like 6 inches of foam, which is really expensive. The Cold Climate Housing Research Center hopes this experiment will help them come up with a cheaper option. In the meantime, says Garber Slatt, there are other things homeowners can try that don't carry the same cost, like getting a home energy audit to help identify leaks.
Hot air moving through holes in the wall is really easy to block up, and it's a huge energy saver.
Or insulating the attic, since a lot of heat can be lost through the top of the house. And as for adding insulation to the wall, she says, homeowners across the state should talk to a professional first to figure out how much insulation is needed to keep risk of mold low. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.